Lesson 33, 33rd lesson. The big stores. I went into one of the big London stores today and enjoyed myself very much, just wandering from one department to another, looking at various articles on the counters. I thought the assistants were very helpful. There must have been some hundreds of salesmen and saleswomen, and dozens of different departments, including china, haberdashery, confectionery, hardware, and even provisions. I went from one department to another, from umbrellas to gloves, from fancy goods to lace, up and down in lifts and on escalators. As I was going through the book department, I was surprised to meet an old friend of mine, whom I hadn't seen for years. She'd been living abroad, and she'd just come back to England for a short holiday. We went up to the restaurant, had lunch together. Of course, we talked and talked. She told me that she was married and that she'd brought her eldest boy to England with her. He was going to school here and would live with his grandmother, who's a widow. His grandfather died quite recently. We didn't finish lunch until 2:30. Then we did some shopping together. I helped her to buy some presents for her children. I can't tell you how glad we were to see each other again. We used to be very great friends before she went to live abroad. I hadn't seen her for, 10 or 12 years at least. Lesson 33, 33rd lesson. The big stores. I went into one of the big London stores today and enjoyed myself very much, just wandering from one department to another, looking at various articles on the counters. I thought the assistants were very helpful. There must have been some hundreds of salesmen and saleswomen, and dozens of different departments, including china, haberdashery, confectionery, hardware, and even provisions. I went from one department to another, from umbrellas to gloves, from fancy goods to lace, up and down in lifts and on escalators. As I was going through the book department, I was surprised to meet an old friend.